Welcome to a special edition segment of AUSA's Army Matters podcast from the Association of the United States Army. I'm Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Program, and I am joined by my co-host, Lieutenant Colonel Brittany Lloyd, an AUSA Army Fellow. April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, and AUSA has hosted several events to educate and inform our listeners. Today, we have invited Ms. Jill Longdigan, Army Sharp Director, to further the discussion.
Mrs. Curry, this is a very important topic, and the Army's theme is building cohesive teams through character, trust, and resilience. Protecting our people protects our mission. The second portion of the theme, protecting our people protects our mission, resonates all across the Army priorities and its effort to put people first. The Army Sexual Harassment Assault Response and Prevention Program, also known as SHARP, is part of the Army Resilience Directorate, providing policy, resources, and capabilities for individuals and leaders in order to increase resilience and readiness across our force.
Absolutely. Ms. Longdigan, thank you so much for joining us today for this important discussion. Will you please share a little bit about yourself as well as your current initiative of the SHARP program?
First, I want to say thank you for inviting me to speak today. AUSA has been an amazing and supportive partner as we continue to work toward eliminating sexual violence in the Army. I look forward to discussing the Army SHARP program and highlighting some of the ongoing activities to include our Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, known as SAPM. But first, a little bit about myself. I assume the duties of the Director of the Sexual Harassment and Assault Prevention Program for the Department of the Army in September of 2020. Previous to this assignment, I served as the Program Director for Substance Use Disorder Clinical Care and Suicide Risk Management at the Office of the Surgeon General. I also served on a Behavioral Health Red Team. I enlisted as a combat medic after high school and spent 6 years with the 37th Engineer Battalion at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I deployed in 2003 to 2004 in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in marriage and family therapy with a specialty in military sexual trauma.
What an impressive career. Thank you so much for your service and all that you do with the SHARP program. So AUSA hosted a thought leaders webinar featuring Dr. Hellis, who spoke about the current ARD policy and programs. And today we want to focus on some of the specific SHARP related questions. Will you share a little bit about how the Army allocates personnel within units to reinforce the important role of SHARP and the professionals working in the SHARP program?
Yes, the Army allocates SHARP personnel within our units and other echelons to empower commanders to prevent and respond to sexual harassment and sexual assault incidents. These full-time authorizations include SHARP program managers who support the ACOM, ASCCs, and DRUs by providing reports, assessment, data, and trend analysis. They also coordinate with other staff proponents who play a role in preventing and responding to sexual violence. We also have brigade sexual assault response coordinators and sexual assault victim advocates, which are positions required by federal law. Statute requires one full-time sexual assault response coordinator and a sexual assault victim advocate assigned to each brigade or equivalent. In the Army, we go above and beyond the federal law by embedding one collateral or duty certified sexual assault response coordinator and one additional duty or collateral certified victim advocate to perform duties in garrison in a deployed environment. And lastly, we have full-time SHARP trainers in the field to support the required training and education of our collateral duty sexual assault response coordinators and victim advocates.
Ma'am, thank you for that. Those are definitely big jobs for the personnel that are in them and require a lot of time and dedicated effort to support the victims. Has there been any thought or discussion in possibly making the SHARP professionals, such as the victim advocates and sexual assault response coordinators that you talked about, into a new MOS? And will some professionals continue to perform SHARP duties as an additional duty?
Yeah, so the Army is developing a plan to implement a centralized managed assignment model for full-time sexual assault response coordinators and victim advocates, similar to the EO and IG models, to include a strength and qualification identifier and consideration for promotion and career advancement. The Army SHARP Academy, which serves as a SHARP force modernization proponent, currently leads this effort in collaboration with the Human Resources Command. In addition, I believe SHARP personnel at the brigade and equivalent level with collateral duty personnel is the best way to support victims, especially as we work to create a prevention workforce.
So this is really good information, and we appreciate you sharing what you have already discussed. But like many of the Army programs, family members are as important as the soldiers. So I would like to know, what are the messages that are getting out to the family members that may be victims of soldier assault?
I could not agree more. As a veteran and a previous military spouse, I understand the important role military family members play in the defense of our nation. We are committed to providing adult family members over the age of 18 victim services, advocacy, and other support services if they are victim of sexual assault. For adult family members 18 and over, we have local sexual assault response coordinators and victim advocates at each installation, or they can receive confidential and anonymous help by calling the DoD Safe Helpline at 1-877-995-5247 or at safehelpline.org.
I appreciate you sharing that. If you don't mind, could you repeat that number as well as the listing to make sure that our listeners actually heard that?
Yes, absolutely. So again, to receive confidential or anonymous help, if you're a victim of sexual assault, you can get help by calling the DoD Safe Helpline at 1-877-995-5247 or at safehelpline.org.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. And that's all very important as a response mechanism and making sure people know where to go if something has happened. But kind of from the prevention side of it, can you explain some of the mechanisms and tools that are used in building that culture of support and how the theme, character, trust, and resilience, are the foundation for building cohesive teams in the Army?
There are so many that I could discuss, but one of the great mechanisms and tools that leaders have is the This Is My Squad initiative, which is an effort to build cohesive, disciplined, physically fit, trained, and ready teams at echelon with a priority on the squad. A principle of TIMS is that the leader of the squad is the most influential for its members. The leader sets the culture, knows and understands their soldiers, family, and actively influences the squad members to perform to their maximum potential and adhere to Army values in all that they do. Our NCOs must be the standard bearer for our Army, for they are the leaders who administer and safeguard the culture within our most at-risk population, and TIMS is intended to build a climate of dignity and respect at all levels and prevent behaviors that are incompatible with Army values, including sexual assault, sexual harassment, racism, and alcohol incidents. We also published the Prevention of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Annex to the Army People Strategy. This guidance sets the Army's prevention framework and articulates the concept of the DoD Prevention Plan of Action within the context of Army doctrine and operational processes to ensure that there is a shared understanding and unified action from strategic to tactical levels across all components. We must continue to focus on prevention efforts in order to make a difference in this area. We've also developed new awareness material for cadets, soldiers, Army civilians, and family members under the tagline, This is Our Army, the Army Values. We began distributing this material in January.
Thank you, and I couldn't agree more with the This Is My Squad initiative. It just reinforces everything that the Army's trying to do with putting people first. Thank you again.
So Ms. Longin, again, you shared a lot of information, but I would like to know, are there any final thoughts you would like to share with our listening audience before we end?
Yes, thank you. I would like to highlight some of the commemoration activities for the Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, which is April each year. We truly believe the first goal of SAPM is awareness. This doesn't mean simply acknowledging that sexual assault affects our community. Rather, we want people, especially leaders, to take time to understand the issue, its impact on victims, and the resources available. The second goal of SAPM is prevention. Only by working together can we work toward eliminating inappropriate behaviors and preventing sexual violence. Some of our SAPM activities have included the development and distribution of Army-wide SAPM awareness material, Army-wide distribution of commemoration guidance to include instructions for Denim Day, which is 28 April 21, an Army-wide webinar featuring best-selling author David Berkus, who discusses the importance of cohesive teams and achieving goals, a 30-day stomp-out challenge for sexual assault, a 30-day sexual assault prevention and awareness challenge, and a special social media campaign to highlight our key members of the headquarters Army SHARP program office. In closing, we know that greater emphasis and focus must be placed upon the comprehensive aspects of prevention and the role of leaders to build and maintain professional organizational climate. While programmatic changes can improve SHARP, our efforts will continue to fall short without engaged leaders at all echelons.
Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Really, really good information. The resources, the support, and the effort of the Army's R2 program is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.